Live from Shelton, the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
I mean, I can't be too mad at him because he literally is sponsoring the diner tour. But Eddie Griffin, why in the world did it take five stops to get you on the diner tour of Brown Roofing?
A lot of training. A lot of training and educating the staff at Brown Roofing.
You were working?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are busy over at Brown Roofing.
Definitely. We're always hiring. We're always training. We're always trying to keep up to code. You know, it's what we live by.
Right? I know.
We want to do best for our homeowners. So with that, it takes a lot of practice and training.
I know. I'm totally giving him a hard time. I do love Brown Roofing. And in fact, I got to come to your facility, what, a month or two ago? I don't know, Dawn. It was maybe a couple months ago. We went and had lunch with you guys. Your facility is unbelievable.
Thank you.
It's wild. And you talk about the trainings that you guys do. I sat in on one of your trainings just from afar. And it's amazing. You know, I even feel like you kind of like retrain yourself, Eddie, if I can confess that. It was like you're very engaged, I noticed.
You know, I think when you're teaching, you become better at what it is, right? It's I love it, you know,
and
I've been doing it for a long time, and it makes me better at what I do. You know, I think the people that work for us, you know, they like it as well, that they're learning from the owner.
Yeah. Why did you decide to pair up with the diner tour? We've not had this conversation yet, Eddie. You and I are buddies, but I love you too.
We just love you. We love what you do. We just love being a part of it.
I'm just going to call you when I feel bad about myself. I'm going to be like, Eddie, tell me that I'm not that awful. That's what I'm going to start doing.
That sounds good.
No, I think it's amazing. First of all, we had more stops than we did last year, so thank you for that. And we've been able to go in and around all of Fairfield County, Lower New Haven County, the Valley, which, by the way, Brown Roofing, because I get this question a lot, you guys serve basically everybody, right? Who would you say you mostly are doing jobs for?
Well, we're Fairfield, Litchfield, New Haven County.
Perfect. Yep. So it makes complete sense that you're part of the diner tour. We love it.
100%. This is home base.
Yeah, we love it. And actually, speaking of home base, just a couple of weeks ago, I think on my sister station, I heard this. Did you guys do your Raise the Roof event?
Absolutely.
So tell me about that.
So we, our recipient, Amber, amazing, amazing woman. She had a couple things happen to her. She lost her husband, unfortunately. Just after that, she lost her mother.
She's, oh, my gosh.
Special education teacher.
Angels that walk among us.
You know, so hearing that story, I have four kids myself. And, you know, if I didn't have my mom, you know, take the kids every once in a while,
right?
You know, so we could decompress, reconnect with my wife. The story just hit me. So I said, you know what? This is the one least we could do is put a new roof on for her. And it came out amazing. You know, when we were there, we realized that she had a huge chimney that was damaged. We ended up rebuilding the chimney.
Wow.
Put a new roof on, put new gutters on. So it's stuff like that just makes you feel good about what you do.
And you guys do Raise the Roof every year, right? How many times have you done this so far?
This was our fourth year.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yep, fourth year. We just look for a Connecticut homeowner, you know, somebody that gives back to the community, somebody that has like a really amazing story. And Amber, you know, just fit the bill 100%, and such an amazing woman, you know, so it was just an honor to be able to do it for all the people that were able to give a roof away. And we got one more coming up this year. We're going to do it two times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So when do you open application? I mean, we'll obviously let people know as we get closer, but when do you guys open applications for that?
I believe like within the next month, we're going to start doing it again.
Okay. Well, you let me know. Kevin, write that down. Need to let me know. So, September. It's actually September.
Okay. I'm a little off.
Listen, you're a little busy, but this is why we have a team, right? What would I do without Drew and Paul and Ed? I mean, what would I do? Yeah. You know, Ed or Eric back at the studio. I get it. And again, we have Eddie Griffin here, who is of Brown Roofing, and Brown Roofing is our title sponsor, which I can't thank you enough for that, for diner tour. And you know, you were talking about being such a part of the community, and that it like brings you joy to help people like Amber, for example. But that really fits the mold across the board for Brown Roofing. I mean, you guys partner with, I feel like, so many nonprofits, little league teams, right? I mean, that's sort of the way of Brown Roofing.
Yeah. Seymour Pink. I mean, we do it all the little leagues. You know, it's, I think as you scale in business and things go right, for me, it's just that's where I find true joy is being able to give back. I remember it started when my kids played Pop Warner. I bought the warm-up jerseys, and it just brought pride to me being able to see all the kids with the jerseys and then helping out the parents that maybe didn't have the money or the funds to, you know, buy the jerseys. And now, you know, we have Brown Roofing little jerseys running around everywhere. So
yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. I mean, personally, it's kind of my own plug, but it was very neat whenever it starts to rain. We have our Brown Roofing jackets, and my son now rocks the jacket. Right. And he had a couple of friends at school, and they were like, oh, do you go up on the roof? He's like, no, but my mom's friends do. So yeah, we love the Brown Roofing logo. We do. It's all over our household. So we love Brown Roofing. I mean, for people who may want to, you know, work with you guys and really even, you know, get an estimate, have somebody come out and check things out. I think the other thing I really appreciate about you guys is you are like up on the times, and right now, unfortunately, roofing scams are all the rage in recent years, unfortunately. And so I appreciate that your team is so on top of that and so reliable. If people wanted to reach out to you guys, what is the best way to do that?
If you wanted to pick up the phone, that's 203-723-1372, or you could check us out on the web at www.brownroofing.org. And we have a fully staffed team that can help you out with anything you need, really, on the exterior part of your home.
Okay. And Eddie, of course, you're going to be back in studio soon, right?
I would love to. Anytime okay. I could sit down with you and have a cup of coffee, I'm all about it.
Always. And now you have a Melissa in the Morning cup. I'm so mad at myself. I can't believe it took me 2 years to get you one of those cups. That's really, it's pretty bad. So I apologize, Eddie. I'm going to, you know, publicly apologize for that. It's terrible.
Thank you.
You're
no
the best.
No need to apologize to me.
Well, we love you and the entire Brown Roofing team. And again, I want to thank you for sponsoring our WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. And how about next year? We don't wait 5 stops.
Okay.
Can we get you on like the first stop? First three? Or something.
I'm all about it.
I don't know. Stop being so busy and doing your job.
All right, I'll try to get in.
You know, put me before you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm totally joking. Eddie, I adore you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.